ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं ददाति सोपदान्तिकम्। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणारघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनासहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवम् श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभश्च कृपासिन्धुभैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमावं विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिने इति नाम्ने। नमस्ते सारस्वतीदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषशून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे। जय श्रीकृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानन्द प्रियद्वैतगदाधर श्रीवासादि श्रीगौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नारायणं नमस्कृतं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततजय मुदरेत् मुखं करोति वासलं पङ्गुलं हयति गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवं सुगुरुदिनतारणं श्रीचैतन्येश्वरं नमः। विष्णुमुदाय विष्णुपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते जयपताकास्वामिनिति नाम्नि। सो टुडे विल हियर फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटर 6 चैप्टर 1 टेक्स्ट 25 ऑन द सब्जेक्ट मैटर द हिस्ट्री ऑफ द लाइफ ऑफ अजामिल। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमः भगवते वासुदेवाय। सबद्ध हृदयस्तस्मिन् अर्भके कलभासिने निरीक्षमानस्तललीलां मुमुदे जरथोभृशम् सबद्ध हृदयस्तस्मिन् अर्भके कलभासिनी निरीक्षमानस्तललीलां मुमुदे जरठोभृशम् सबद्ध हृदयस्तस्मिन् अर्भके कलभासिनी निरीक्षमानस्तललीलां मुमुधे जरठो भृशम्।
Thank you.
Mataji? No. Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Because of the child's broken language and awkward movements, old Ajamil was very much attached to him. He always took care of the child and enjoyed the child's activities, purported by Srila Prabhupada. Here it is clearly mentioned that the child Narayan was so young that he could not even speak or walk properly. Since the old man was very attached to the child, he enjoyed the child's activities. And because the child's name was Narayan, the old man always chanted the holy name of Narayan. Although he was referring to the small child and not to the original Narayan, the name of Narayan is so powerful that even by chanting his son's name, he was becoming purified. Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Iva Kevalam. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore declared that if one's mind is somehow or other attracted by the holy name of Krishna, Tasmat Kenapi Upayana Manah Krishna Nisabayat, one is on the path of liberation. It is customary in Hindu society for parents to give their children names like Krishna Das, Govinda Das, Narayana Das, and Vrindavan Das. Thus they chant the name Krishna, Govinda, Narayana, and Vrindavan and get the chance to be purified. So Prabhupada mentioning here, this is very common among the people of Hindus to give their children's name after the name of Krishna. I don't know whether they give this name so that they can always chant, they'll get a chance to chant the holy name, whether that is the reason, whether that is known to the people in general, that is known to them or not, we are not sure about that. People are not thinking, oh, I give Krishna name, Narayana name, so that when I'm calling my child name, always I'll be chanting. Maybe that is not known to people, but anyway, this is a system. There's a practice among Hindus. I have seen during my childhood time also in village, almost everybody's name could be like this, Vasudeva, Narayana, Krishna, is very common among the people. But when I came to city, I came to Calcutta, then I see the aristocratic people, families, and their children name, they don't give Narayana, Krishna, Vasudeva, or Ghanasyam. They will give some very fancy name, like Pradosh, Pratyush, something like that. Huh? That's more fascinated name. not Krishna's name, but some natural names. Very nice to hear. Then as we are progressing more and more, at least as I am progressing more and more from village to city, city to America, Europe, I see this difference. In village, Rama, Krishna, Vasudeva, Narayana. Then I come to Calcutta, they all fancy names like Pradyush, Pratyush, all names like this. Then when we are advancing more, then our Indians, they are following the footsteps of Western people, and they give their children's name, what? Pintu, Batu, Montu. Then I found these are the names the Western people they give to the dogs. Yeah, if they give their name to the dogs, and Indians,
and very, you know, nicely they embrace, and they think my child is a nice dog. So it's very unfortunate. Prabhupada writing, this is Hindu customs, but nowadays it's no more like that. People are getting very much fascinated with anything, any other name than God's name. They don't like God's name. So get unfortunate things. But here we see that Srila Rupa Goswami is saying that somehow or other one should chant the holy name. So even if Ajamil, he was not concentrating on Supreme Personality of Godhead Narayan, so he was contemplating, or he meant that I am calling my son Narayan. He did not meant I am calling Bhagavan Narayan. But how he became so fortunate that even if he did not meant that he is calling Narayan Bhagavan, he is addressing to his son, but uttered the name Narayan. So he got a very good result. So Vishnu Dutas came. And what to speak of, he addressed the holy name Narayan. At least he addressed the holy name Narayan. The Bhagavan has two categories name, one primary and one secondary. Krishna, Rama, Narayana, Vamana, they are primary names. And secondary names, the Bhagavan, Ishwar, Jagadishwar, Jagatnath, or Paramatma, they're secondary names. So what to speak of, Ajamil pronounced the primary name Narayan and he got result. In case of Gajendra, when Gajendra was attacked by crocodile, then Gajendra was struggling for some year like that. And crocodile being a creature of who lives under in the water, no problem. The Gajendra is very powerful, but inside the water he has not so much power. But after a long time fighting, so he was expecting his relatives, his wife, they are all standing at the shore, the bank of the lake. And is expecting they will help. But how can they help to rescue this Gajendra? So when he found himself helpless, then what he did? He simply cried, "Oh Bhagavan, Bhagavan, help me, Bhagavan, help me." He did not call for Narayan, Krishna, Vaman, anything. He simply uttered, "Oh Bhagavan, please help me." Then he was shouting so loudly, "Bhagavan, Bhagavan," that sound vibration was penetrating from planet to planet, planet to planet, all the way up to Vaikuntha. Bhurloka, Bhuvaloka, Swaloka, Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, Satyaloka, all the way up to Kailas. And in Kailas, Lord Shiva was sitting next to Parvati. And Parvati, they could hear also that somebody is crying for help, "Bhagavan, Bhagavan, please help me, help me." Then Parvati said to Mahadev, "Prabhu, you please go help, because your devotee is crying for you." Then Shiva did not, he responded, just keeping quiet. Then Parvati said, "Can't you hear? He's calling for you, for your help." Then Lord Shiva said, "No, he's calling for Bhagavan, not for me." Then Prabhu said, "What? You are not Bhagavan, you are Bhagavan." So no, the Bhagavan will respond. The point is the sound vibration going all the way from Bhurloka, Bhuvaloka, Swarloka, Indra, Chandra, Varuna, all them together hearing. Lord Brahma heard, but he is calling, "Bhagavan, help me," and nobody responded. And Shiva told Prabhu, no, he is calling Bhagavan, don't be worried, Bhagavan will go and help him, because he is calling Bhagavan. Then Parvati Shiva sitting. Then after some time, Parvati saw something in the sky, very white, floating in the sky. Then Parvati asked Lord Shiva, what is that floating in the sky? Lord Shiva said, that is the chadar of Bhagavan. That Bhagavan, he could hear. When Gajendra was calling, now he just was see, this is Bhagavan. And he is so eager to help his devotee that he is so fast flying that chadar can blown away, he doesn't recognize also. And chadar is flying in the sky. Right after that they could see Lord Vishnu riding on Garuda, flying under Lord Shiva's sword, the sea, how eager he is. He has no time to sit properly on Garuda. One leg is hanging, one leg putting properly. He is rushing to this spot. This is the Bhagavan. This is the mood of Bhagavan. So magnanimous, so merciful. So the point is, two things I want to make. One is primary name, secondary name. What to speak of if somebody utters even unknowingly the primary name of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Like Gajendra case, he just called Bhagavan, but he was helped. He was helped. But now, question arises, the Gajendra did not call Krishna's name, just called Bhagavan. Bhagavan rushed to him to help him. This Ajamil, addressing to his son, just called once Narayan. Our whole life he is calling Narayan, at the time of death called Narayan. He has responded. But we are chanting so much. But we are not chanting attentively. We fall sleepy when we chant, but at least struggling to chant attentively. Isn't it? We are struggling to chant attentively. But what result then we will get? If inattentively, unpurposefully, Ajambil he chants Narayan, Vishnu the Sakshat can on the spot. But will that work to us like that? So here, Srila Vishnu Chakrabarti was saying, Ajamil case is very special. What is very special? Lord responded to Ajamil in a different special way. His case is very special. So what is special? Very special. He's special yogi. He's great jnani. Was a great tapasvi. Did he perform lot of tapasya previous life? Like Dhruva Maharaj, childhood time, he got perfection. Then when he left body, then riding on Garuda with Vishnudutta, he is going back to Dhruvaloka on the way. At one place he found lot of skeleton. So he asked Vishnudutta, what are all the skeletons? They told, these are skeletons of you. So many previous lives you have performed so much tapasya. So you become perfection childhood time. That makes some sense. But what this is? Ajamil has done. What prostrate in previous life? This what was his? What he has done? That he chanted holy name of Narayan. Not even addressing to Krishna or Narayan. Addressed his son, but immediately Vishnu came on the spot. How holy name influenced so much upon him? One interesting thing, Srila Vishnu Chakrabarti is saying, the holy name acted so powerful upon him, even if he committed so much sinful activities, but because he was very degraded, he had no vivek, he was almost like an animal. So he is pointing out, for people like this, holy name works better. Holy name works better. Most fallen, holy name will work more, better than to them. But for the decent people, just like sinful reaction, who will get more sinful reaction, you know? The animals, they have no sinful reactions. The tiger, snakes, they have no pious, no sinful reactions. They are free from this. If a tiger will eat a human being, he will not incur any papa. No papa for them. Papa is not counted for them because they are completely controlled. Their nature is controlled by nature. They have no independent, they have no vivek jnan. That's why Lord has arranged animals. You have no vivek jnan. So there is no opportunity for you to use your vivek to control your activities. So for you, your sinful activities will have no reactions. See, because they are not independent. The animals, they act exactly like nature. They are controlled by nature. Like a cow. Cow will eat whatever food, grass. Cow will not eat some meat or flesh. Specific. A tiger. Tiger will have sex life once a year. So like their habit has been completely controlled by nature. But human being, they have very much freedom. They can eat grass, milk, all kinds of meat, what not. Everything they have, they can eat. But they have to use their vivek to control. So because they are not using vivek to control, so they incur sinful reactions. Human beings will incur sinful reactions. Then among human beings also, if tribal, low caste, jungle people, they will incur less sinful reactions. Yes, they will kill animals, they drink wine. All these things, see, will affect them less. But a civilized person, who is taking a position of a civilized person, if he commits these things, the sinful reactions will very severely affect them. You understand? So that's just like sin affects in different way. Same way, the holy name also, for more degraded people, the holy name works upon them. Because the holy name, Kalikal, the holy name came, Kalikal and Namrupa Krishna avatar. In this age of Kali, there is no incarnation of Krishna. Krishna does not incarnate in this age of Kali. He incarnates in the form of holy name. Kalikala Naam Rupa Krishna Avatar. So he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, but it is Charna Avatar. It is covered incarnation. He came not as God, but as a devotee. He came in the holy name, Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that also, who is qualified to get the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The magnanimity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, he is giving the highest thing. Golokar Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan. Golokar Premadhan is the highest, most precious things. But who is qualified to receive these precious things? The Mahaprabhu's magnanimity has been described by Acharyas. How Mahaprabhu is so magnanimous that he surpasses the magnanimity of all other incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. No one was so magnanimous as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And how his magnanimity is proved? First he is given the highest thing, Brahmar Dullaha Vastu, highest thing. Then how he is giving? Not if somebody comes and asks. Not if somebody comes and endeavoring for it. No. His magnanimity is highlighted. But he is giving highest thing. How he is giving? Sabakara jate. He is running after people. Please take, please take. Please take, please take. That is magnanimity. And whom he is giving? What is the qualification to get that? How many lives you must have done austerity, tapasya, how big jnani, yogi you would be to get this mercy? So Mahaprabhu, to get the mercy of Mahaprabhu, get the holy name, the qualification is how fallen you are. The most fallen one is qualified. Mahaprabhu carrying a candle in his hand, he is looking, searching, where is the fallen, most fallen one? So that is magnanimity of Mahaprabhu and Mahamantra. And this Mahamantra, what this Mahamantra gives? Is this Mahamantra the holy name? Like any other holy name? In different yugas, the different Mahamantra. Satya Yoga Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then there is Madhukaita Bhare Mukunda Murare Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Then there is also Rama Narayana Rama in different ages, the different Mahamantra. So what is the difference of this Mahamantra, of the holy name? Ratnakar become Balmik by chanting Ram, 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 Ram. This Ajambil also delivered by chanting Narayan. Dhruva Maharaj went back to Godhead. Sakhat Darshan of Narayan by chanting Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya only 6 months. Narayan appeared in front of him. So there are holy names and there is Mahamantra. Of course, Krishna has invested all his potency. Nam nam kari bahudha nija sarva shaktis. All his potency been invested in holy name. But there is a difference. If you chant holy name or Mahamantra of other yugas, what will get benefit? One will become free from sinful reactions, as in Ajamil case happened. If you chant holy name, you will get liberation. If you chant holy name, then you can go back to Vaikuntha. But no holy name can give Krishna prema. So that is the speciality. The greatness of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that no, all holy name can make us free from sinful reaction, make, give us liberation, give us so much benedictions, but except Krishna prema. That is reserved for this Mahamantra. And Mahaprabhu gave. That is magnanimity. The highest thing, topmost benediction, to lowest person, not only to lowest person, who is running away, who has no desire to take it. Still Mahaprabhu running behind, catching hold of his hair, hey, where are you going? Take this Krishna prema. So this is Mahamantra. So, how this Mahamantra becomes so merciful? In Krishna Namastaka it has been described that the holy name is more powerful, more merciful than Krishna. Krishna saying, Paritrana sadhanang vinayasaya duskritang dharma sansta panarthaya sambhavami juge juge, millennium after millennium I am descending to deliver the people. But this Kali, when Krishna is thinking, now I have to come to deliver the people, then Krishna realized, oh, this Kali very special Kali. This Kali people are very dangerous people. Even though I come personally, I will have hard time to deliver them. So is there something more powerful than me? Is there something more merciful than me? Then Krishna came to know, yes. This holy, my name is more merciful, more powerful than me. Just like you must have heard all the kathakars that tell these things, how holy name is more powerful than Bhagavan. They give this kathakars, they say that when Ramchandra was making the Setubandha, and the all monkeys, banners, they are writing Ram Nam on the stone and throwing in the water, and the stone was floating. So Ramchandra thought, oh, my name is so powerful. If by writing my name they are throwing the stone, stone is floating. Then if I throw a stone, then I must be more powerful. If my name can do this chamatkar, then I can do also. So he wanted to test what is happening. But he can't test in front of everybody. At midnight, he woke up. He said, I will test if I throw a stone, what is happening. Then he came out of his tent. Hanuman was guarding. Then Hanuman saw the Prabhu going in midnight. Where is he going? He didn't say anything. From behind he was following to see what Ramchandra is going to do. And Ramchandra went to sea beach. Then he picked up a stone and threw it in the ocean. And that stone, he drowned into the water. Then Hanuman from the behind is clapping. He's clapping, says, oh, my Lord, you are testing whether you throw stone floating or not to the sea. Your holy name is more powerful than you. So Namastaka also said, the Lord realized, this holy name is powerful than Lord. But what is the speciality of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and this Hare Krishna Mahamantra? Why this becomes so merciful, so magnanimous? Every form of God is magnanimous. God means merciful, isn't it? He has anadi anantarupam, unlimited form. Every form is very merciful. He came as Krishna. Is he not merciful? Just imagine Sukadeva Goswami glorifying Krishna's magnanimity. Sukadeva Goswami saying, Aho bakiyam sthanakal kutam jassi, how merciful is Krishna. This Putana, this sister of Bakasura, Baki, she came smearing on Kalakuta Visa, Aho Bakiyam Sthana Kalakutam, on her breast to kill Krishna. And Krishna is so merciful that Krishna gave her position, motherly position, in spiritual world. So merciful. But our acharyas are saying, yes, Krishna sounds very merciful, but he is not so merciful as Gauranga Mahaprabhu. When he came as Gauranga Mahaprabhu, how? Well, he delivered Putana. Putana went to Golok Vrindavan. She got motherly position. Who knows that? Now 5,000 years after we read Bhagavatam, we know that. But when Putana was killed, did her family member realize that? Oh Krishna, thank you so much. You delivered Putana, she went back to Godhead. No, they did not think like that. They became very angry. Oh Krishna is so cruel. He's such a bad man. They were not happy with Krishna. They were not happy with Krishna. Afterwards we understand that is true. But Mahaprabhu case was different. Without killing anybody, people could see direct. Papi tapi jata chilla harina me udharila tar sakhi. Jagai Madhai. So that is the difference. The magnanimity of Gauranga Mahaprabhu and the holy name he brought. So the point is, how all of a sudden Bhagavan becomes so merciful, unique, that he has anadi anantarupam, but among his unlimited form, he has one form as Gauranga, in which form his magnanimity excels to all other forms of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the secret behind this? Why this specific form becomes so magnanimous? That his magnanimity excels the magnanimous nature of all other forms of Supreme Personality of Godhead. So what is the secret behind this? The secret is very secret. The secret is, why Rama was not so merciful? Why Krishna was not so merciful? Narasimha was not so merciful? Why this personality becomes so merciful? Is Bhagavan so merciful? Or there is something else with Bhagavan that made Gauranga Mahaprabhu so merciful? In Tritiya Yuga, Ramchandra is living in forest. He is traveling in forest with Mother Sita and Lakshman. So one day, Ramchandra saw at one place mountain heaps of skeleton and bones lying there. Then Ramchandra asked nearby people that whose bone and skeletons are all these? The nearby people said that these are the skeleton and bones of all Muni and Rishis. All these Rakshasas, Asuras, Rakshasas, they have killed all these saintly personalities. And by hearing this, Ramchandra became very angry. his eyes become red, his lips start to tremble in anger, and immediately he picked up bow and arrows, and very angry mood he said, "Now I take a vow. These Rakshasas and Asuras, they kill all these Muni Rishis, central personalities. I take a vow. With a bow and arrows, I will finish all Rakshasas and Asuras from this earthly planet." Very angry mood. Picked up the bow and arrows. Then Mother Sita was sitting next to Ramchandra. Mother Sita said, "Oh Prabhu, Prabhu, don't become so angry. Because Rakshas or Pasu, Pakshi, whatever it is, his mother, you know. Mother, her heart is different, motherly heart. For her, everyone is her child. No, don't be so cruel. Don't kill everybody like this. Because her heart is different than Bhagavan's heart. She is very merciful. When Ramchandra wants to kill everybody, she motherly mood, she says, no, don't kill my children. They're all my children." Then Ramchandra said, "No, this incarnation," Mother Sita said, "you should give up your weapons. Why are you holding all these weapons for killing? What is this killing business? Stop this killing business. Give up this weapon." Ramchandra said, "No, this incarnation, I will kill by weapons. But I promise you, because you want me not to take any weapons, next incarnation, when I will come as Krishna, I will take no weapon. So that's why you will see, as long as Krishna was in Vrindavan with Radharani, he did not take any weapon. He used Sudarshan Chakra, different things, going to Dwaraka. But as long as he was with Radharani, no weapon. But Radharani was watching, no weapon. But still he was killing without weapon. Because he told Sita, "I will not take any weapon. But without weapon, killing Bakasura, Raghasura, Putana, everybody." And Radharani said, "Hey, what are you doing? Still killing?" "But I told you I am not pick up any weapon. I am not taking any weapon." So otherwise Radharani next to Krishna, so he did not pick up any weapon, but still killing. So for Rama to Krishna, then Radharani thought, I am next to him. He is not picking up any weapon, but still is killing. In Gauranga Mahapuru, Radharani decided, "I will come within Krishna. So make sure he doesn't kill anybody. Whether with weapon or without weapon, I will make sure he doesn't kill anybody." So this incarnation, Gauranga Mahapuru is so merciful. It's not Bhagavan merciful, it's because of Radharani, he becomes so merciful. So Radharani, Gauranga Mahapuru can. Radha Krishna Pranay Vikriti Radhini Shakti Rasmat Ekatmana Vapi Bhuvipura Dehabhadam Gatotau Chaitanaksha Pragdamadhanata Doyam Sa Aikamaptam Radha Bhavaduti Subalitam Naomi Krishna Surupam. So this is the secret. The secret of magnanimity lies with Radharani. When Radharani came with Bhagavan, no other incarnations. The case is like this. You can say other incarnations, the Lord has his Radhini Shakti within himself. But that is different than this. Radharani came. And same way, this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is very special. Hare Krishna Mahamantra is not Rama 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 Rama, Narayana Narayana Narayana, Om Nama Bhagavate Vasudevaya, Madhukata Bhare Mukunda Saure, Om, then all so many names are there. But the specialty in Mahamantra is that Krishna is there and Radharani also there. All other names, only Narayana is there, Rama is there, very good. You will become free from sinful reaction. You will be delivered. You will get liberation. You will go to Vaikuntha. But Hare Krishna Mahamantra is very special. Because the Jugal name is there. Radha and Hara. Hara addressed as Hare. Like Radha. Radhe. Radhe are addressing Radharani. Prabhupada saying, in this mantra, Radharani and Krishna is there. Radha is Shakti, Krishna is Shaktiman. When you are uttering the holy name of Radharani is Hara, O Radharani, you please engage me in service of Krishna. So she gives this prema. By her mercy you get this prema. So that's why the effect of holy name is very special. Very special. Once His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaja is telling, this Kali Yuga, the Lord brought this holy name Golakar Premadhan Harinam Sankirtan because Kali Yuga people are very fallen. The more powerful disease you have, you need more powerful antibiotic. No, yes. So Lord thought, these people are too much Bhavaroga, is very powerful attack. So I need the most powerful medicine for them. So he brought the most powerful medicine. And how he brought it? The Lord is very intelligent. He understands the people of Kali Yuga are very lazy. Manda sumanda matayaho manda bhagyahi upadrita. Manda. Manda means very lazy. Physically very lazy. They don't want to do anything. Very lethargic for doing something. Manda. If somebody is physically not lethargic, strong, not lazy, but sumanda matayaho, mentally very, he has strong body, but mentally very lazy. Manda sumanda matayaho. Somebody is physically strong, mentally strong, but manda bhagya. What is manda bhagya? Manda bhagya. What is durbhagya? What is saubhagya? Saubhagya means what people they think saubhagya? Somebody business doing very good. Somebody nice job, nice wife. Oh, unka bhagya khul gaya. Wo saubhagya ban vyakti hai. This is not the symptoms of saubhagya. Why people of Kali Yuga are manda bhagya? Kali Yuga people have progressed so much. How can they be manda bhagya? In our lifetime, we have seen how the world is progressing. Sometimes I meditate from my childhood what I have seen. We have seen a great change in the world, isn't it? Our lifestyle, if everything we compare, sometimes I compare a tala, you know, tala lock, in our village, the lock system in village, big, big tala, then that wooden things you close like this or put like, from that tala, then fancy tala, then more fancy tala, then nowadays we have this card, just inside a card, the door will open. So much evolutionary process of tala. The same way we do lepala with gobar, from gobar to chun, chun to distemper, distemper to plastic paint. It's developing, progressing. So many we are progressing. We are thinking, oh, we are very bhagyavan. But these are not the bhagyavan. Why then Shastra says, manda bhagya? Manda sumanda mataya manda bhagya. Somebody strong, physically, mentally, manda bhagya means, saubhagya means, you get association of sadhus. And college is very difficult. Very difficult to get association of real sadhu. Then, you are not lazy, mentally strong, you get sadhu sangha. Then upadrita, all kinds of disturbance, family problems, this, that, so, all upadrita. So this is the situation in this age of Kali. People are very lazy. That's what is happening now. Before, we used to have medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. Ayurvedic medicine means you have to bring some roots from here, some pata leaves from there, honey, then bring one wooden, what is that, grinder, then grind it, then eat. People are too lazy to do these things. So that's what is happening now. Now we have allopathic tablet. Just put on tablet, headache solved. Stomach problem, tablet. So Krishna is thinking same way also. That people are very lazy. To give so many process, it's very difficult for them to accept. I have to give you everything in a tablet form. So that is the reason Krishna gave put everything, karma, jnana, yoga, all sadhanas in one tablet. And what is the tablet? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Iti Shodasa Nam Nam Kalikalma Sanasanam Nata Paratara Upaya Sarvabheda Siddhrishyate. After analyzing all Vedic literatures, so they have come to this conclusion, the Sholonam Bhattrisakhar is everything. This holy name will save us. No other holy name will save us. No other holy name will save us. Once the Kali, Yuga Samrat, His Holiness Jayapataka Maharaj has written a drama. The Kali, this is Kali Yuga, you know, ruled by Samrat, Yuga Samrat, or Yuga Samrat is Kali Raj. So he has many soldiers and he has commanders also. And commander in chief, Senapati. Who is his Senapati, you know? Adharma is his Senapati. And general commanders are meat eating, gambling, intoxication, illicit sex. So one night, Kaliraj having a meeting with all these Senapatis. And Kaliraj saying, oh! Then all Senapati soldiers are gathered. They are having midnight meeting, very confidential meeting. So everybody gathered, glorifying Kaliraj. Jai Yuga Samrat Kaliraj ki! So everybody glorifying him. And Kaliraj saying, oh, Adharma, tell me, give me the report, what is happening in the world? Have you conquered this world? My influence, everybody influenced by me? Adharma says, yes, Yuga Samrat, we have conquered whole world, America, German, Japan, China, Rus. What not they are doing? All kinds of things not to be done, they are doing. Meat eating, gambling, intoxications, everything they are doing, no problem. But there is only one problem. So what is the problem? Problem in India. In India, very difficult to spread your influence. Then call it, what is the problem in India? In India, there are so many temples are there. There are so many temples. So how will penetrate in India? Then call it as luck. Are what temple? Don't be scared of temple. Are Kali Yuga, I am not afraid of these temples. In temple, people will go. And what they will do in temple? They'll just go and ring the bell. Dang, 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 dang. Every temple they'll do like this. The dang, dang, awaz will not affect me. Scripture says, the ghanta, very holy sound vibration, it will remove all the evils, but cannot remove Kali Yuga influence. So Kali Yuga saying, Adharma, don't be worried. All these people will go, do dang, 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 dang. But don't worry, you go, no problem. Then they said, these people are worshipping Bhagavan everywhere. So how will it penetrate? Bhagavan is there. How will it influence them? Then Kali said, are Bhagavan? I have created all these Bhagavans. Why you wrote it? And people Kali Yuga, Rama, Krishna, Narayan, nobody will worship. They will all worship this Baba, that Baba. And all these Baba Bhagavans, I created them. You want Bhagavan? The Indians, Hindus are so much fond of Bhagavan. So in your scriptures, how many Bhagavan are there, you know? How many Bhagavans? Only 33 crores Bhagavans are there. And Hindus are so much fond of Bhagavan. 33 crores Bhagavan not sufficient. Then make a new Bhagavan. Kaliraj saying, don't be worried. Let them worship these Bhagavans. I am not worried for that. So what are you worried for? I am worried for holy name of the Lord. Holy name of the Lord I cannot tolerate. Then they said, what holy name is going on so much? Then how will it influence about you to the people? Then Kaliraj said, so much holy name may go on. People may chant this name, that name, no problem. But I am after only one holy name. One name, when I hear that name, I get heart attack. I get heart attack. This, what is that holy name? Then Kaliraj explained, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. same thing if you call it and have chanted that holy name, he'll get some result out of that. To tell these mantris, senapatis, this name chanted, then I got a heart attack. Then Adharma said, oh my lord, Kaliraj, Bengal, Orissa, Assam, Maharaj has written his drama like this. They're all having this Hare Krishna Mahamantra. They have Ashtaprahar, Chavishprahar, Bahanaprahar, every village. They're chanting all, but how can we spread your influence there? Then Kaliraj laughed. Are no problem, you don't be worried. I have made my plan for them. What is your plan? Then he said, they will chant holy name. But while they are chanting holy name, they will simply waiting when chanting will finish. I will end my holy name, get out of this place, and I smoke my bidi. So that's why I have no problem for that. In Bangladesh, if you go, these people are so foolish. They will do Chabish Prahar, Ashta Prahar, 3 days, 4 days chanting holy name. Last day, they will have a feast. Oh, that feast, you know feast? There's a Nama Jagya, Meena Jagya. Meena means feast. So, to be purified, so misconception. 3-4 days they chant holy name, they don't become purified. They will eat some feast to become purified. And their gurus also like that. The slogan in Bangladesh, the gurus, they will go tell. They say, are you eat feast, what is the problem? You think holy name does not have that power? If somebody eats fish, incurs some sin, can purify him? Holy name is so powerless. Is Naam Aparad? If you think I eat fish, I will be purified. Is Naam Aparad for them? They say, they khaya magur machar jhol. And so you take the soup of magur mach and special fish, and suya jubatir kol, and sleep in the lap of the ladies. And chant badana hariya hariya bol. With a lotus mouth, you chant hari 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 and go back to Godhead. So this is their philosophy. So Kali is saying, you don't be worried. I have made all these arrangements. And also Bhakti Devi told to Narad Muni, the Kali is crying. She says, Kali Yuga is coming. People will give Bhagavat Katha, but they will take money. They will chant holy name, they take money. And I will not be there in chanting. Or in Bhagavat Katha. So Kali said, you don't be worried. They will chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, but they will not get full result because Parikshit Maharaj has blessed me. Parikshit Maharaj has blessed me. He is very intelligent. And Parikshit Maharaj told, Parikshit Maharaj, please give me some place in your country. Parna, Parikshit Maharaj said, get out of my country. So how can I get out of your country? You are the samrat of whole earthly planet. Give me some place. Parikshit Maharaj said, okay, you don't stay there where yajna or Krishna worship is going on. This is the intelligence of this Kali. Then he said, Krishna puja is going everywhere. But where I will stay, I have no place. Then okay, you stay in these 4 places. That means even if Krishna puja is going on, 4 activities will take place, then I will be there. Kali is very intelligent. Kali said, even if they chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra with the hired people, do Chabish Prahar, Ashta Prahar, I will be there, don't be worried. So here drama finish. But then I was thinking, in Kali, will he just spare us like in Gaudiya Math? That time I was thinking, Gaudiya Math, they are all chanting holy name, following the regulatory principles. So will Kali spare them? His Holiness Maharaj Japta was telling, Kali is so expert. If you go through branches, Kali will go through leaves. If you go through leaves, Kali will go through the vein of the leaves. Kali is very expert. So I think Kali will not spare us, even if we chant holy name, under follow regulatory principles. Kali is still behind us. What is the last thing? Anybody can speculate? Yes, exactly. Kali, last thing is he'll make to fight with each other. That time I was referring to Gaudiya Math, because there have been so much court case, this, that, fighting, this, that. Kali is still keeping us in his grip. We're still in the grip of Kali. Kali is not so easy. You understand? So that's why we have to take shelter of holy name and be very, very careful also. How to be free from Kali's influence. Of course, our acharya is saying, Sunya durantakali palaya jai. Durantakali, just as by chanting here in holy name, will run away from here. So that is the greatest thing Prabhupada has given us. We just have to stay together and chant holy name and go back to Godhead. Jai Harinama Sankirtana ki, Radha Das Bihari Ji ki, Gaur Nitai ki, Staram Lakshma Hanuman ki, Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol.